You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Photography may have gone digital, but it's still in touch with its roots, and there's a big market for photography items. And we're talking not just digital cameras, we're talking film cameras as well. Cindy Shebley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City, and she's a photographer herself, and she's here to tell us how to select film, camera, and darkroom equipment and accessories for reselling on eBay. Cindy, why is this a hot topic? I thought film was dead.
Oh, hi, Griff. Thanks for having me on. Like you were just saying, film photography is making a real comeback, especially with the young kids. They're looking for those old film cameras, and you can't find film cameras just going down to the store anymore. So they look to eBay. And the funny thing is that cameras hold a real significant place in most people's lives. And cameras can be found everywhere because nobody's throwing them away. And what I mean by everywhere, for me, that means flea markets, thrift stores, rummage sales, and estate sales. You can find cameras just about everywhere because people aren't throwing them away. So what a perfect match, finding them and reselling them on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah,
we haven't been thinking about this for a long time. So what things should we check for when we're looking at used camera equipment? And I've got some old cameras that a friend of my mother's passed away and left to my mother, a box of them.
Uh-huh.
That's
a typical story, you know. Nobody's thrown them away. They're still around.
And they're dirty. They look dirty. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a little bit of dust generally doesn't destroy the camera, but you do want to look at some stuff, especially if they've been stored. The first thing you want to do is look at the lens, and if the lens comes off the camera, you want to take the lens off and look through the lens and the camera mirror itself. What we're looking for is mold or fungus. If there's any kind of mold or fungus, that means the camera is not going to be desirable. It means that it's time to actually bite the bullet and let it go. What I'm talking about here is not necessarily collectible cameras. I'm talking about the ones that might be reused. So people are looking for usable optics, and they also want you to look and see, like, are there fingerprints or are there scratches on those lenses? I just recently bought a lens from a lot of camera equipment from a professional photographer, and I had quite a valuable lens in there. It was worth about $700, but when I looked at it, on the very back of the lens, on the optics, there was a little tiny chip in the glass, and that brought the value of that lens down about $500.
So it's good to be able to look out for that, but it seems, now you sound, and you are, an expert of sorts in this type of equipment, but if I'm just a general seller looking at stuff like this, how do I know, you know, besides just researching online, which is a great tool, how do I know about these condition issues?
Yeah, again, it's, you know, make sure if you don't see well, bring a flashlight and a magnifying glass, and always shine that, you know, that light through that so you're looking through the glass. Does it look clear? Because you can see through the optics of a good camera, and if it looks clear, it's good. The other thing you want to do is feel the lens and the camera. Move those rings around. Do they click as they're going around? Do they feel like they're supposed to? Are they moving smooth, or is there grit or something in there that's making it not move very smoothly? Does the shutter, when you click down on the button, does the shutter release? You know, just check things like that. It can give you an idea of whether that camera is functioning or not, even if you're not an expert.
I think that these things that you're teaching us today, you should make like an ebook about it or something.
Absolutely.
Or at least a blog.
Thank you.
Something. This would be good for a blog.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well,
So are there brands to...
spare time.
When it comes to things like brands of cameras and lenses, are there ones to keep an eye out for and are there ones to avoid?
Yeah, Griff, and I'm going to rely on you to help me if I've forgotten any. First off is the famous red dot. Look for a camera that's got a red dot on it, and then look for the word Leica. And if it's a Leica, you are pretty... you found a home run. They're very desirable cameras. Another one is a camera called Hasselblad. You can barely pronounce it or read it, but once you see the word Hasselblad, you know you found another home run. Graphex cameras are still very, very desirable. They're all big format cameras, and people love them. As far as the smaller cameras, what are called the single lens reflex cameras, this is where you're going to have to do a little bit of research. Don't just grab them and put them in your bag. Do a little bit of checking on eBay. But in general, Nikon and Canon cameras are going to, if you can get them at the right price, you can resell them fairly easily on eBay.
Yeah, and I've seen, just within the one brand that you talked about, which is Leica, there's huge ranges of value. So it's not, you have to do a little bit more research. A camera could be worth $10,000, $20,000, or it could be worth $1,000.
What about camera cases and tripods, accessories?
Yes, exactly. Don't forget the accessories. I make most of my money selling accessories, not so much the actual Canon or the cameras themselves, excuse me. You see as many tripods as you do cameras at these sales. Be careful about the tripods. You know, look for heavy-duty tripods like Bogan and Manfrotto and Silk. Or Slick, excuse me. Those are the brand name tripods you want to look for. Pretty much all the rest of them set aside. But now the accessories, things like camera bags, photographer's vests, things like that are really desirable. The old camera bags, I find that, and I call them kids, you know, people younger than me, they're using them not just for camera bags, but they're using them for regular accessory bags, you know, like bags to carry their stuff around in, their purses and like. So I've even sold the old vinyl and plastic camera bags that I would think nobody wanted. But if they're looking kind of stylish or leather-like even, they're very desirable for the resale if you get them at the right price.
Good information. What do people still buy darkroom equipment? I mean, I know understand the appeal of the cameras. I assume also that they're looking to develop the film they're taking. I know you can still buy
It's so
film.
Much fun. For my 10th birthday, I got a Kodak printing and developing kit. And, of course, it was black and white, and I hung them up in the family bathroom on little, you know. I just loved doing it, and I think young people are missing out on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I think they're coming back to it. I think there's quite a few people who still are into developing their own film. And so they're looking for, you know, inexpensive darkroom equipment, but they're also looking for the nostalgia. So whenever I see, like, the old glass bottles, not the plastic ones, but glass bottles or the stainless steel developing reels and the like, I always pick them up because I know they're a fast sell on eBay. So things like plastic developing jugs and trays and things like that, not so desirable. But when you get into the older technology, things like glass and stainless steel, you're definitely, you found something that somebody wants.
Oh, that's good to know. That's very good to know. I'll keep an eye out for that as well.
Griff, are you still out buying cameras from time to time?
So when I see something, I do, but I haven't really been adding to, I have a collection of old film cameras and I've actually sold a few of them. But I haven't been, you know, if I see something, I'll pick it up, but I haven't seen very many. Used to be, and I'm saying used to be was a year ago, film cameras at thrift stores seemed, they would give them away. Something happened in the last year and now that seems to have changed. So their pricing is all over the place. So you can still in thrift stores, even when they've upped their prices, find some good deals. But to their credit, they're paying attention to the market as well. That's how markets work. And now it's not so easy to find cheapos. You know, my whole field is, my collector field is Polaroids. And that, just in the last year, Polaroid cameras, even the cheapest ones, have gone up in value. So it's important to stay on top of the market as well. But film is not dead. No matter what you've heard from Kodak, film is not dead.
No, no. And if you can find any of the old Kodak film, even that is, you know, kind of desirable. The old Kodachrome, there's now collectors who will, you know, buy the boxes and the little film canisters.
Yeah, let's be clear. You can't. So Kodachrome can't be developed anymore. That ended in December 2010. But people still collect it because you have a box of Kodachrome. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cindy, there's our music.
Cindy, always great talking to you. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise on this subject. Keep an eye out for that photo equipment,
folks. Bye, Cindy.
This segment was sponsored by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Coming up, 12 hot spring selling seasons to prepare for now here on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Buying and selling liquidation inventory can be very profitable since items are sold well below wholesale. But some eBayers buy only brand new items and steer clear of liquidations due to perceived risks. Here are three ways to reduce your risk when buying liquidation lots. One, check the seller's background. Deal only with liquidators who have a multi-year history of reputable service. Two, buy lots accompanied by a manifest, which lists all the items on the pallet. This way you know what you're getting before you buy. Finally, start small. Buy a single pallet to determine the quality of the supplier's inventory and the profit you can make. Some liquidators even sell in carton quantities to allow easy, cost-effective trial.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.